Hare Krishna. Isha Krishna asks a question about karma. We're quite well aware, for instance, in the material world, that people are punished. Although karma not just about punishment, but anyway, people are punished on the basis of what they do, and part of the benefit of that punishment, the rehabilitation, is that people know what they did. When you just punish someone but you don't tell them what they did, then Ishvara Krishna says it's really sort of counterproductive. Similarly, in the concept of karma, often people don't know why it is that they're suffering in the way that they are suffering. So what's the logic, or what's the benefit of that type of punishment where people can't reflect on the cause of their suffering, and therefore they can't really rectify their conduct? All they can do is be punished, but then they may end up suffering all the same. So there's some points to consider here. Firstly, is that our sojourn in this material world is anadi. It's been going on for a long, 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 long time. And in the course of that time, we act, we perform pious activities, we also perform sinful activities. And in one sense, pious activities and the happiness that we enjoy is more of a problem than the suffering. It's more of a problem because no one hangs around in the material world to suffer. People do hang around to enjoy, and that's why they even risk the chances of suffering. Because in between they figure they're going to get some enjoyment. But in any case, suffering or enjoyment, this has been going on in such an extensive way for such a long period, that it's hard really to know what's the cause, what's the effect, because the results become the seed of other activities, or become the inspiration or opportunity for other activities. So in this way it becomes extremely complicated. In short, one answer therefore is that you can't even figure out what it is that why you're suffering. Because the cause of it is so complex, so complicated. It's not just a one-off event. Perhaps in this life we have experience of one-off events, or maybe in a very immediate previous life, as sometimes in different historical situations, some sage whose tree kalagya is able to tell another person, say a king who can't have a son, the reason you can't have a son is because in your last life you did this and this. It's not just that black and white, it's not just that easy. The entire situation is a much more complex one, and much more complicated one. So therefore one answer is that we don't even know what it is. We can't even understand what it is that we're suffering for. Of course the other is that, but it's not a secret what the punishment for different sins are. You read the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and it becomes very clear. You read other scriptures and they say what the punishment will be for a particular suffering. We can know in general, in principle, what that is. And sometimes people will intuitively know that they're suffering for some type of reason, something that they've done even recently. Even non-believers will say, oh, well, yeah, I deserve that. So what does it mean that he deserved it? Well, he knows he did something for which he deserved a particular reaction. But real learning, even though if you know the cause of the sin that you perform, Srimad Bhagavatam says, and this becomes the beginning of the sixth canto, that you're not going to stop sinning just because you know why you got punished, because the seed of enjoyment remains within the heart, and unless that seed of enjoyment becomes purified, then whether you know it or you don't know it, you're going to do it again. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example that someone's a thief. Thieves don't just, you know, give up stealing when they're caught the first time. They're caught, they're punished, and what do? They're back out there and they do the same thing. Why? Because the seed of stealing, that dishonesty, still remains in the heart. And until that's actually purified from the heart, people will not actually give up their wayward activities. And that's why the ultimate issue, Krishna says, Aham Tam Sarvapapevyo. So you just surrender to me. In other words, that you have to engage Sharanagati and devotional service. That will purify the heart. And then whatever reactions are there, Krishna will take care of those. So laws of karma are very complex, very intricate, and once again, it's like challenging. Oh, if I can, if God exists, then show him to me. And of course, among the multiple defects in that argument, in that challenge, is one is, this is not the way that necessarily God, a person, shows himself to someone. Not the way people in the world show themselves to someone else. And the other is, how do you know you have the eyes to see? How do you know you can even see God, or you've got the equipment to see him? So same thing with law of karma, is that you don't see through the eyes of experience, shastra chakshus. You see through the eyes of scripture. And in any case, it's such a complex issue. How do you know that you can even understand or experience this thing? So better just hear it, hear about it from authorities, be intelligent, and purify your heart to become free from the tendency to enjoy or to sin. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.